I love that McDonald's joins us to sponsor this because there are so many people to say thank you to. And if you want to get through on the phone line, you can do that as well. 312-981-7200. Hey, Lisa, thanks to my three kids yesterday, my 59th birthday, 2 dozen roses, a mani-pedi, dinner cake, and a book my daughter knew I would love. Kind of makes me wish I would have had more of them. Oh, this is awesome. Every minute of my afternoon is filled with solid information and relatable entertainment, thanks to you and your team. Well, and we always forget to include our producers as well, and that's Ashley and Brian today and Curtis, and there's a whole team behind us that we're thankful for. From 847, I want to thank my husband, Carl Gibbon, for 41 wonderful years of marriage. He's like an energized bunny. He never stops working. This month, he is building a deck at my daughter's house. Happy anniversary to both of you. Thank you, Thursday. Thank you to my siblings. My mom passed December 2020 from COVID. Last year, we settled her affairs with no arguments among the seven of us. Special thanks to the baby sister who took charge of the finances before mom's passing and during probate. That's from Pat in Plano. I'm so sorry about your loss. And boy, that is something, because everybody I know who goes through that seems to struggle. 773, thanks so much, Lisa. Love your show. Though that's from Marlene. I want to say hi to Nick. Nick is thankful for a fun trip to Orlando, Florida for the Special Olympics Illinois USA Games. Also want to say thank you to my bunny. This is from someone at 847. Thank you to my muddy bunny who makes me smile and giggle every day. I love these because this is so unusual. Usually we choose firefighters or cops or teachers, and it's kind of nice to see what you're thankful for. From 847, I'd like to give a shout out and a thank you to fire stations 6 and 14 in Glenview. Firemen from these stations carried my sister-in-law up the stairs to her brother's condo. She was visiting from Buffalo and wanted to see his new home, but she's confined to a wheelchair. The family appreciated this kind, helpful service. That is so true. And I saw Geneva firefighters who were working hard to get baby ducks out of, you know, one of those storm drainage ditches. We're appreciated for all those first responders. From 847, I'm thankful for my wife, Laura Mason, for recognizing how stressed out I am at work and ironing a shirt for me. Isn't it funny? Just something like that. You're like, oh, geez, she got the shirt ironed. I'm so thankful. Shout out to officers Nicholas and Barry of the Woodridge Police Department. They handled a minor fender bender accident on Tuesday in a very kind and professional way. From 269, we've got a few more of those out there. That was not a thank you. And I know Marlene had a thank you as well. She had texted in that she was in a car accident, a fender bender yesterday, and that there were dogs and four adults. No one was hurt. She just said, thank God. Thanks to the dear Lord. It was their lucky day that everybody survived and did very well. So whoever you're thankful for, make sure you just send them a text or give them a pat on the back. I want to say thanks to Jamie. My nephew is listening. They're coming from California, and he's bringing his wife and two beautiful children for a visit, and I couldn't be happier about that. So thanks to Dean Richards, because he is going to be covering the show tomorrow and Monday. And he's always a hoot. You know, who knows what kind of superstars will call, because let's face it, when Dean Richards wants somebody to call, they pretty much call. And we got to thank you to Steve Bertrand earlier as well, because he set up the trip to Scotland. John Williams is leaving with how many people are at the airport?
I think
leaving?
About 38 or so. I've gotten a proof of life picture of John and some of the passengers enjoying a pre-flight cocktail. So it looks like everyone's all set, ready to go. They should be boarding pretty soon.
That's fabulous. So where are they going, Steve?
They're going to Scotland for 10 days.
No, but where in Scotland?
Well, I'm sorry. They're going to start in Edinburgh, go to Glasgow, and then up to the Highlands, the Isle of Skye, St. Andrews. And wrap up in Edinburgh again, have a couple of whiskey distillery tours in between. So it's going to be a great group, great trip.
That's fun. And Kevin, what are you thankful for today?
For Steve Bertrand. He just makes my day better every time he walks into this newsroom.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. And it makes perfect sense to me.
And Steve actually came in today and said, hey, Lisa, if you want to host one of these trips next year, just let me know. And of course, I want to wrap it around some big concert somewhere or something. And he's like, okay, let's not get too fancy like that, because it's too hard to get the tickets.
Right. Well, Springsteen stuff. But I'm taking a group to see Northwestern in August and April in Dublin. And I think I'm going to go to the Amalfi Coast in Rome with the group next year. We're working on that. So,
did you hear? You better get that booked, because did you hear what they're doing on the Amalfi Coast?
No, what?
They're going to start limiting the amount of people can drive the coast, because something's got to be done.
Like Cinque Terre, I know up there, you're right, they have limits to how many people can come into town.
Yeah.
But we're well on our way, so we're going to be good there. But you tell me where you want to go. We'll set it up.
Okay, well, everybody listening who wants to join me on a trip, you tell me. Where should we go? From 815, thank you to the three caretakers that took care of my parents until their death. Thank you to Galnia, Mira, and Hannah, all who have family in Ukraine. God bless them. And, there are so many thank yous out there. So we're glad that you participated, and thanks to McDonald's for sponsoring it. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.